Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome, everybody, into the Overreaction Buffalo Sports Show, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Rumblings Vidcast Network. My name is Joe Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. Do me a favor, jump over there, please. Follow. Also, follow the Overreaction Buff handle as well, which is being awesomely run and managed by Savage Trish. Follow that one so you don't miss a moment or a minute or a second of content from myself or from the Overreaction team. But it is good to have every one of you. Please like, please subscribe, whatever platform you are consuming this, either vidcast or podcast on. If you have the opportunity or ability to leave a review in regards to how much you either like or dislike this show, I would encourage you to do so. Keep in mind as well, this is a recording of a podcast live currently on YouTube, live currently on Twitter, and live currently on Facebook. If I am not paying attention to you in the comments section, please know that that does not mean that I don't like you. It just means that I've got some notes that I need to get through, and today's notes are going to be, I don't even know what to tell you. But if you want to get my attention, please jump over, please super chat me on YouTube. It'll come up colored. I'll be able to see it. It'll be great, and I'll be able to read it. And I will respond to you. But as I like to always say, whether this podcast finds you around a cup of coffee this morning early, at the gym with your AirPods in, currently on the drive to work, or watching me live right now, let me just say one more time, welcome. It's super good to have you on this Victory Monday, a Victory Monday that doesn't probably necessarily feel much like a Victory Monday, but a Victory Monday nonetheless. However, before we have a brief chat this morning, for this show, let's hear from our show sponsor, John Spaschek, the Market Dominator.
Hello out there, Bill's Mafia. This is John Spaschek, Associate Real Estate Broker with Metro Roberts Realty, also the leader of the Market Dominators Real Estate Team, where we seek to educate, advocate, negotiate, and dominate. I am also the proud sponsor of the Overreaction Sports Podcast by my good friend, Joe Miller, better known as The Voice. Folks, if you are looking to try to navigate this real estate market, you better have somebody representing you who's a winner. And folks, we at the Market Dominators team are ranked in the top, in fact, less than the top 1% of all realtors in Western New York. You know why? Because we use the latest cutting edge technology and strategies to help you win in this market. So if you're looking to win by either buying a house or selling a home, you're gonna wanna reach out to us directly, just the way our good friend Joe Miller did when he was looking. Call directly at 716-570-3298. And we will be happy to answer your call and help you navigate in a winning strategy in this real estate market. So we want to wish everyone in Bill's Mafia a happy, safe, and successful week. And one more thing, go Bills.
Go Bills. That is John Spaschek, the Market Dominator. Please give John a call, 716-570-3298. Also, real quick, very good friend of mine, very good friend of John's, was a sponsor of the Off Tackle with John Fina show last year from House Capital. Brian Belser, who was my mortgage broker and has actually done a couple different mortgages for me, is in the hospital and not doing well. There is a GoFundMe going around. both on Facebook, Twitter. I think it might be on Instagram as well. If you have the opportunity and the ability to help that situation, just because it's not great and he's struggling and yeah, all that stuff. I don't want to get too deep into it, but if you have the ability and you've got a generous heart, if you can find that, whether it's on my Facebook page, I think it's on my Twitter page as well, buried somewhere, or John Spazcheck's, please help out where and if you can. Let's talk about this for a couple of minutes, and I'm going to do my best to get through this as quickly as I can, especially with the understanding that I have a whole bunch of tweets to read. The mafia is all up in their feelings after this show, which is good. That means that we're probably all, relatively speaking, on the same page. This game was something, but regardless, it is a Victory Monday, and I do want to say one more time, happy Victory Monday to you. It doesn't feel like Victory Monday, as I said. You know, and it's interesting because I feel like had the Bills won last week against the Jaguars in London, a game that I was at, the low point of my London vacation or my European vacation, if the Bills had won that game, I feel like we would feel better about this game, right? So even if the Bills had snuck out a win last week, so the game played itself exactly the way that it did. However, the Bills figured out a way in the last 2-3 minutes of that game last week to pull that victory out. I feel like this week's win would feel different. We would be chalking it up as jet lag. We'd be chalking it up as, well, they were in Europe last week. And the reality is I think we could still probably land somewhat in that space. And you're seeing people all over social media, whether it's Jeremiah Poyer, Jordan's brother, and just different people. You know, a win is a win at the end of the year. And I've said it on this show 100 times. Like, they don't go back at the end of the season when they're trying to put the playoff seedings together and be like, well, you guys, you know, you only beat the Giants. Like, you guys barely beat them. They were on the 1-yard line and an untimed down and blah, 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 blah. And the win is all that matters. The dub is big dubs, right? So it is Victory Monday. So I want to set the show up effectively by saying that first. We, you know, this is a good week for us. Like, the Bills won. We are doing the best that we can to, you know, to keep pace with the Dolphins. At the end of the day, it just doesn't feel. I think it's the way that game looked, and I was at the game, and you know, obviously the mafia was there, and you know, probably all of you, if not the majority of you, watched it on television. So I know that we all are feeling similar. So I'm going to go through some stuff. I am not a professional football player. I'm not a coach. Never have been. I understand and realize that the way that I see things and the way that you see things may be different. I understand and realize the way that I see things and you see things maybe similar and maybe different from what football professionals might think, or people that work in the football industry. Is football an industry? Coaching, assistant coaching, former players, yada yada, even family members, right? I would probably be remiss to think for a second that the son or the daughter or the brother or whatever, somebody close to a professional football player or a former professional football player, somehow doesn't know a little bit more about the game than I do, just because they have the audience, or they are, you know, they have the opportunity to be next to, you know, a former player, which I'll be honest with you, I've got a little bit of a thing in my notes here to talk about just in respect to that. But I just feel like we would feel better about this game had the Bills won last week. We'd be able to chalk it up easier to jet lag, travel, all that stuff. But here we are. Josh Allen and the 3-2 Buffalo Bills welcomed in the 1-4 New York Football Giants into Orchard Park for a Sunday night primetime contest, and it was a perfect night for football. It was gorgeous out, mid-40s. The rain had stopped. I actually hung out in my truck. I got to the parking lot. I parked my truck at what? It was about 2:30, because I'm an old man, and I'm always worried about parking now with the new stadium going in and the mud lot being bought by the Bills. And last year, parking was a nightmare, so I feel like the whole situation with the new stadium, in a good way, has exacerbated that situation. So, like, I'm worried about things that old men worry about, like getting to the stadium and parking. So I got to the parking lot I wanted to park in at about 2:30, and it was raining. So I threw Red Zone Channel on my phone and fell asleep, which is a little bit of jet lag still kind of looming when you consider that I got home on Friday. And, you know, I'm feeling it at times. So people ask me this weekend a lot, like, how you feeling? How you feeling? How's the jet lag? And I'm like, I'm actually doing pretty good. It just kind of hits me in waves, which is kind of weird. So I'm not like in the gutter all the time. I'm just kind of like, oh, it's time to close my eyes for about 15 minutes. But yeah, fell asleep in my truck a little bit and then headed over to the tailgates and stuff like that. Hung out with my buddy Rich, hung out at the Bills Mafia house for a while. It was a great time. The tailgate stuff was great, but the weather was perfect. The rain stopped. The air was crisp. Very little wind. The lights were on in the stadium. It's fall and it's football. It's everything that we love. Like you could not have set the scene better, in my opinion. You know, but the Bills in this situation, as we already know, go on to quite literally escape, right? They escape this game with a win on somewhat of a controversial play as the Giants failed to put the ball in the end zone from the Bills' 1 yard line on an untimed down due to a pass interference call on the previous play, the last play of the actual timed game. And there's a lot of stuff going on social media right now, just as far as, you know, was it, you know, did Taron Johnson, was it interference and yada, yada. And I know that I haven't watched the game back. Chris Collinsworth actually like broke down the play of the point where it's a problem and, you know, Taron Johnson holding on and he's got his arm kind of gripped a little bit. And there's an aspect to this that, number one, I don't even care. The amount of non-calls, no calls, picked up flags, things that happen in this league and have happened against the Buffalo Bills even recently, recent history, you know, I don't give a crap. Calls get missed and that's fine. There was an aspect, I saw one person say that they felt that maybe the refs didn't want to call back-to-back pass interference calls. Maybe, just maybe, the ref saw, or the line judge or the back judge saw that Darren Waller had his hand in the face mask of Taron Johnson. Maybe that's why he didn't throw the flag. And that's one part of this that isn't really getting talked about a whole lot. But a little bit of a controversy as far as the game ending the way that it ended, but it kept us all basically on the edges of our seats. McKenna was at the game with me last night, and she basically, when it was over, was like, I'm shaking, Dad. I'm shaking. Like, she's like, I'm so nervous. And I wasn't necessarily shaking. I was just sitting there going, this is so Billsy. This is just, yep, here we go. Like, how many times have we seen this situation and the Bills fail to come away? This situation against a team that's down with injuries and depleted, playing a backup quarterback in our stadium, blah, 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 and the way the whole thing worked out, and we come out on the wrong side of that. So I was literally preparing myself for this show to have a more not fun conversation than the semi not fun conversation, but it's still a fun conversation because it's Victory Monday. And by the end of this show, I hope that we all, me especially, feel a little bit better about what we watched, about what happened in this game. But the Bills did escape with a win, which is great. You know, who gives a crap about whether it was a missed call or the back judge just felt like it wasn't a call worthy of throwing a flag on. It is what it is. We're here. We got the dub. The Buffalo Bills are sitting at 4-2. Again, keeping pace with the Miami Dolphins. You know, I had a lot of like low-key anticipation for this game. As the Giants roster is loaded with former Bills players, you know, Tyrod Taylor, Matt Breida, Isaiah Hodgins, Boogie Basham, just to name a few. You know, you've got Brian Daboll, you know, who you know, former offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, that's a Buffalo native. Brian Daboll actually had a lot of criticism. There's a lot of similar mirrored criticism between Brian Daboll at times as a Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator and Ken Dorsey. There's a lot of similar, like, hey, I remember when we said these things about Brian. I remember when we said this or that, or lack of rhythm or no feel for the game about Brian. I remember when we said, why are we trying to force the run? Yada, yada, yada. We said that about Brian. Like, there's a lot of similarities as far as that goes. But Brian is, you know, Dabes is beloved in this town at this point in time. We give him a lot of credit, which he deserves, for a lot of the development of Josh Allen. So I had a lot of anticipation. Joshane is obviously over there. You know, my guy, again, Isaiah Hodgins, as I said, is over there. When the schedule came out and they were coming to Buffalo and it was a primetime game, I was super, super, right, excited kind of just about this game. And then the season happens and the Giants turn out to be not as good as maybe what we thought, you know, sitting at 1-4. Last year, they looked to be a team on the rise. They made the playoffs in Dable's first year there. They were just playing outside of themselves and playing out of their minds at times. Isaiah Hodgins was making a name for himself. We come through the entire, like, offseason, and like, he's almost the poster boy for that football team. And last night basically struggled to get on the field. Like, there was an aspect of, he just wasn't in a lot of their player packages and personnel packages, which I expected to see more of him just because, right, returning home or returning back here. And they stole him off of our roster when the Bills waived him to put him back on the practice squad. But you know, that's a giant team that's currently missing Daniel Jones. Missing is a fun word. They just got Saquon Barkley back, who had missed the last three games with an ankle injury. So it was set up to be an interesting football game, but a game that you felt going in, the Buffalo Bills would have no trouble winning. I think they were 15-point favorites, you know, and the guy sitting next to me at the stadium was like, oh, the Bills are 15-point favorites. I was like, yeah, they should win by 21, right? Three possessions at least. We should win this game. You know, and when you look at, from an urgency standpoint, when you look at the things that the Bills had kind of coming into this game, coming off of last week, Stephon Diggs being the first guy saying, we don't really have any urgency. This team at times lacks urgency, or in that game at least last week, lacked urgency on offense. You expected the Bills to come out and be, you know, a little bit faster. And it's weird because we've been spoiled as Bills fans. As Bills Mafia, we have been spoiled in as much as we see and have seen since Josh Allen kind of put himself in that upper echelon of quarterbacks in 2020. And to be fair, we saw some of it in 2019 as well. We've seen him make brilliant plays. We've seen him make brilliant throws. We've seen him have brilliant runs. We've seen him put this team on his back and effectively be the engine and be Superman. And I have criticized Josh Allen for being Superman too much sometimes, even this year. That was coming off the Jets game. Maybe it's not a great idea to put everything in Josh Allen's hands and let Josh go be Josh. But as they kind of dial back and dial down what they want Josh Allen to do, and this is literally not in my notes, I'm just vamping right now and kind of like off script, it feels like keeping him from running, trying to establish a power run game, trying to do all of these things that are almost the opposite of what Josh Allen is, who this offense has been for the last 4 years-ish. It just feels very strange. It's almost like at times they're trying to turn Josh into a game manager. And it looked like that last week. It looked like that this week. And as much as going back to what I was saying, that we want this team, or we feel like this team needs to start fast, I don't know that I need them to come out and have three touchdown drives or three scoring drives in the first three drives of a football game. I'm okay at times with a three and out or a stalled drive on the first drive, or just having a little bit of like trying to figure it out, drive one, drive two. That's not a problem for me. Like, this is football. Like, there's a defense they're playing. They're not giving the entire field away. Something just seems weird. It just seems amiss. Even the take what the defense is going to give you stuff wasn't really being taken in this football game. Things just look weird. So I expected more of a sense of urgency from this offense. Excuse me. Especially going back through all the stuff that we'd heard this team talk about and what we had seen. Like, we need to come out and put our foot in the gas. That's just what I expected to see. Right, the Bills are no longer first place of the AFC East. They absolutely cannot drop another game and be two games behind the Dolphins at this point in the season. We're not at the, you know, this isn't week two, right? So we are into the season at this point. We're about a third of the way through. They just can't afford to go two games down. So when you've got a weak, battered opponent that's not playing well in your house in prime time in front of your crowd, coming off of a bad loss, there's an aspect of I expected them to come in and curb stomp these guys. Early in the season, it looked to be a fun game. That wasn't a fun game. And even with some early success in this game, some relative early success, Josh was hitting Gabe Davis. He was getting the ball to Stephon Diggs, and then it just kind of took an odd turn to where it was like all of a sudden what was some early success, even though there was some punting going on here and there, it turned into like forcing the football, right, to Stephon Diggs. And I know Josh in his press conference said that, well, Steph was open. He was the open guy. Great. Throw the ball to Steph if he's the open guy. But 12 targets, and Steph, I think, had six receptions on the 12 targets early in this game. So I don't know if the Bills saw something or if there was a matchup there that they wanted to exploit, but it's odd to me that defense versus Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, all-world players, didn't have more success than they should have or could have or we would have expected to have in that situation. But this game, I mean, it was just more weirdness, right? It was just three quarters last week, three and a half quarters last week of a lot of just offensive, what is going on? And then they come into this game and it's three quarters of the same thing. The Bills were held scoreless through the entire first half of a football game against a team that doesn't exactly, you know, thump its chest about having the Jets defense or the 49ers defense or, you know, the Cleveland Browns defense. There's some great defenses out there. I mean, there's weird. I don't know what to say other than it was just weird. We won the game. Yes, that's the most important thing. And when this show ends and I begin to listen to Good Morning Football and the other content creators that I like to consume, Joe Marino's podcast and, you know, all the guys on Buffalo Rumblings and just all the people that I listen to, you know, the win is the most important thing, but there's an addressing of sorts that I think needs to happen. 2 weeks ago on the last show that I did before going to Europe after the Dolphins game, I said the story of the game for me was the story of kind of like the season so far is that the Buffalo Bills were beginning to find themselves. They were discovering an identity that was somewhat complementary run game to pass game, whereas the Bills have always been very pass heavy. And there's been a lot of debate and there's been a lot of conversation between content creators, myself, Greg Thompson, just different people, not anything bad, just about like, you know, establishing the ground game doesn't necessarily mean being run centric. And I want to be a pass first team. You've got Josh Allen on your football team. You got to be pass first. Me and Jay Spencer had this conversation. However, that doesn't mean that you should never run the ball. You've got to run the football and you've got to run it effectively and efficiently, which the Bills in 2020, 2021, right? Yada, yada. Even last year struggled to do. But there's a weird setup right now where it looks like they're trying to, you know, be a run first team or at least a more balanced football team run to pass. And I just don't know that DNA works for this team. When the run's working, great. But when you're constantly forcing the run and forcing the run and forcing the run, it's going to be an interesting week to have conversations about this until we can get this game out of our mouths, the taste of this game, because the identity that I felt like we were seeing as this team was learning who they were, discovering who they were, has the last 2 weeks make you feel like they have no clue who they want to be. That or the coaching staff is trying to push them down a road or push them into something different every week. So there was a caller on WGR, the postgame show, on Nate Geary's postgame show yesterday that actually said something really, really well or good, which was that, like, defensively, we impose our will on people. I believe it was the postgame show. Or it was Jay Spence the King. I'm getting confused. Regardless, the point was, it was Jay Spence. We impose our will defensively on teams. Like, as much as I have given negative criticism about the fact that we don't come out of who we are defensively, the reality is the Bills are committed to being who they are defensively. This is who we are. Beat us. More times than not, it works. It's the frustrating thing when it's like clearly not working that they don't adjust. Offensively, though, week to week, there's an aspect of like, who are we trying to beat today? Who do we want to beat today? And sometimes it just gets a little weird. And the last 2 weeks, it's been weird. There's been no urgency on offense until late or until they need it, which, thank God, this team can jump into like excellent execution, urgency, and rhythm when they, like, at the snap of a finger, which they've been able to do that for years with Josh Allen. I've been the guy that said, as much as I don't want them to run the no huddle, I prefer them in more of a, like, a hurry up in a very quick rhythm offense, upbeat, up-tempo offense, because Josh literally excels in that type of a game. It's just from what we've seen offensively from this team, Dable, now Dorsey, Josh Allen through it all, Stephon Diggs through the majority of it. What has been an offensive pain in the ass for teams to deal with defensively they've just been on the struggle bus, and it seems like they're trying to redefine who they want to be. And as much as I felt like they were figuring that out a couple weeks ago, they seem to be off the rails a little bit and kind of maybe need to correct and come back to center. Strange. And I know that people want to excuse it away. Like I've seen it already. I know I've done this long enough to kind of know the feeling that I'm going to get from the mafia. You know, well, Brian Daboll knows this football team and he knew exactly what, you know, the Bills were going to want to do and how to shut them down. Listen, this offense looks nothing like it did when Brian Daboll was running it. You are not going to set up two games or watch a Brian Daboll game and watch a Ken Dorsey game and be like, these offenses are identical. They're not. They're not even close. And as much as Brian Daboll is a offensive coordinator in the NFL, and I don't want to say genius, but good at his job, if it was so just that simple for him to be able to like pick apart and pull apart like a team and like shut them down, every offensive coordinator head coach would do that. Every defensive coordinator head coach would do that. They would just know how to like dismantle teams, but that's not how this game works. So I think you could expect it to be a little closer than 15 points, what the spread was, or closer than an expected three possession win, 21 points which is what I expected. 6-0 at halftime with the Bills not scoring any points and basically not being able to execute anything is not what you're expecting. The Giants defense is not that good. Brian Daboll doesn't know the team that well, and he's not that good either. But at the end of the day, you know, those guys over there get paid, right? Those guys over there get paid. And I know that it's, I'm almost done with this, by the way, this segment. I know that it's Victory Monday. And I'm aware that it's hard to win in the NFL. We talked a little bit about this, I think, at the top of the show. And I've said it about 7 times. Those guys over there get paid. But you know what? The guys over here get paid too. And I'm done kind of with the tipping of the hat. They had a good game plan. They did some things. There was an aspect of like the Bills' kryptonite offensively, we've been told over the last year and a half, was that, you know, teams are running a cover 2 shell against the Bills. The Giants didn't do a lot of that last night. They did some of it. There's a couple single high safety looks, and the Bills ran the football. Are we not audibling out of things when we get a good look or get a look that we want anymore? Are we not doing that anymore? Again, I'm not a football expert. These are questions that I plan to ask guys like John Fina. These are questions that I plan to ask Jerry Ostrowski. These are things that I'm going to wait to hear from the guys and the girls that know football better than I do. It just seems like we've had in the last couple of weeks, we've had some unprepared, kind of undisciplined offense. Just again, no urgency. And I'm crashing down on them pretty hard, and I'm getting close to being done. There's just an aspect of like, do you have full confidence that this is an offense that you can trust right now? I was texting Jay Spence before the game yesterday, and I just feel like, I know. There have been shows for years where I've been on with Jay Spence and the likes of different people and been like, if it's 3rd and 17, if it's 3rd and 15, if it's 3rd down, if it's 3rd and 22, I believe with every ounce of my being that Josh Allen is going to drop back, throw the football to an open receiver and complete a pass and convert 3rd and long. I would be hard pressed to tell you that if it's 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 9, I'm confident the Bills are going to convert right now. The creativity in the route running just isn't there. The guys aren't open. Josh has been a little bit off, and that brings me to another point real quick. So last week I put out there during the football game, or I should say after that, like Josh was off the mark against the Jags game or against the Jaguars. And I got flamed on Twitter. People like immediately assumed that I was blaming the entire football game on Josh, the entire loss, even though I said injuries and coaching aside, meaning the injuries were bad. The coaching was not good. All of the things that go into the preparedness of that game was not great. However, let's not escape or remove the fact that Josh Allen was not accurate in that game against the Jaguars. That doesn't mean that he was missing players. Oh, but Joe, his completion percentage was blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's great. But there's a difference between putting the ball in a window where the receiver can get the football and then do something after versus having to athletically overperform to catch a football, get tackled immediately, the ball in front of him, the ball behind him, the ball over his head. All I was saying is that Josh just seemed off the mark a little bit, got flamed for it. I still love Josh Allen. Josh Allen is still my favorite football player on this football team, just like yours. But there was an aspect even in this football game, Josh just didn't seem necessarily as sharp as we've seen Josh look in the past. You're talking about the guy that has set the bar for this offense for the last several years. And maybe I'm asking too much to look for the amount of consistency that we see from a guy like Pat Mahomes, who I know has been struggling recently. But consistency, when you think of Peyton Manning and you think of Aaron Rodgers and these guys who's the echelon that we put Josh Allen into, there's just a level of game in, game out consistency that I'm looking for that I just feel like we've kind of lost a little bit. Doesn't mean they won't come back. Doesn't mean that they're not going to go through hills and valleys. It doesn't mean that they're not trying to figure some stuff out right now. I just wish they would figure it out a little bit faster. Sorry. And I think that it gets compounded by the play calling. There's times when the offense seems like it's on the struggle bus and the play calls make zero sense. Getting back to what I said about just former players and people close to former players knowing more about football, Thurman Thomas's son, Thurman Jr., literally tweeted last night, "I'm done with the inside delay handoff. Stop running that play." And Thurman Thomas retweeted it and said, "Right there with you, son." So if Thurman Thomas is telling you on social media that the Bills need to stop running that play, the Bills probably should stop running that play. John Fina and Jerry Ostrowski, I believe, have talked about the fact that like this whatever shotgun pitch out to the side thing doesn't work. It's never worked in the NFL. And Dorsey is calling it. He didn't call it much last night, but this year he's called it over and over and over again. Third and inches, and the Bills are in shotgun. It's like if Josh Allen is doing a draw in that situation, if Josh Allen is going to get the snap, take the ball, and take off, like let's do that every third and inches. I'm down with that. Every third and one, every third and two, every third and short, whatever. But third and inches and you're handing the ball off, it just hasn't worked. There's just an aspect of compounding the issue that this offense is having by the play calling. So there's a stew of problems, right? A stew. This team, I think what it comes down to is this team is just better than the product that we're seeing. And we know it. And I think that's what frustrates us. And I think that's okay. I'm not calling for anybody to be fired. I'm not calling for anybody to be benched. I'm not calling for trades. I'm not saying that somebody needs to be disciplined. I'm just saying this team is better than what we've seen. Right? We know it. It's a quality football team with quality coaching and the best fan base, in my opinion, in the world. They're just right now, for the last couple weeks, for some reason, not playing super complimentary football after playing very complimentary football. Oh, but Joe, they need the run game. They need to be balanced on offense. They need the run game to open up the pass. They didn't need the run game to open up the pass before. Before, when we would have conversations about the run game, it was like they need the run game in case teams can cue in or key in and stop or make it difficult for the Bills to pass the ball. Play action is important. It's been great to see it come back, but there's a difference between action and reliance. And this offense seems to be pushing more towards reliance on the run game versus action of the run game to put the defense on its heels. At the end of the day, offensive woes be what they are, they've got to get it fixed. And we have to wonder and ask ourselves, are we confident, right? Are we confident that they can? I'm not saying that they can't. I would tell you that we've got a pretty good stretch of games coming up to put us in a situation to figure some of this crap out, this being one of them. They just need to get some things fixed, and I think they know that. So, Victory Monday, big dubs. Story of this football game, short and sweet. The story of this football game where I kind of was like, oh my gosh, this is where we are. That's where this game is going to go. And that doesn't mean that I didn't have hope in the second half that things were going to turn. But for me, the story of this football game was it's 6-0. Josh Allen just threw an interception. It was a tipped ball. It wasn't necessarily his fault. Dawson Knox was wide open. if Josh gets that ball to him or if the ball makes it to Dawson Knox, Dawson is still running. Nobody has still caught him, whatever, 9 hours later or 10 hours later. But the ball got tipped, got intercepted. The Giants are marching down the field. They get to whatever, inside the five to the 1 or 2 yard line, and they basically run out of time. They are out of timeouts, and for some stupid reason, they ran the football, and which actually goes back to why didn't they run the football on the last play? Saquon Barkley is on your football team. Run the football instead of that weird pass to Darren Waller, but it is what it is. And upon time running out on them, like the defense was celebrating like they just won the football game. And it's like, know the situation. It's 6-0. This probably isn't the time to like throw your helmet off and run towards the tunnel, you know, with your arms wide out, like you're flying like a jet down the field. Like this isn't that moment. I was just like, really, this is where we are. this is the moment. So that to me just kind of set up the whole game that this was going to be a continuation of an ugly fight for the next 30 minutes coming out of the tunnel. And it kind of was, but you know, this is where we are, right? So we've got a team that is, as much as we had celebrated and I had celebrated that they were beginning to find themselves and probably had, they're probably still doing some research, taking some notes and trying to figure out what works for them. But that's effectively, you know, where I'm at on that. So stats for this football game. And I appreciate all of you guys listening to me banter on. And it's always weird when I have to beat them up over a win. It's just strange, but it is what it is. Josh Allen in this football game from a stat standpoint, 19-30. I think it's like 63% for 169 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. James Cook, 14 for 71 yards, averaging 5.1. At one point, I think he was averaging 6.9. James Cook low-key had a pretty good game. And like he showed up. He flashed at times in this game. Latavius Murray was in this football game a lot. So that clearly was something that the Bills saw and wanted to exploit. 12 carries for 45 yards. He was effective at times. Josh Allen, 2 for 11. One was a big run that I feel like they accepted a penalty on, even though Josh got the first down. Again, it happened fast. Josh ran out to his right, took off, got the first down. There was I think it was a defensive holding call or something like that. And they said, you know, first down, whatever. I missed that moment, but I don't know if Josh actually had 3 carries for more yards or if that 2 for 11 is effectively what it is. But regardless, Damian Harris, who went off on a stretcher in the ambulance, prayers for Damian. I heard he's okay. Was 1 for 1. Receiving, Stephon Diggs, 10 receptions for 100 yards. That's a 10-yard average. I'm good at math. Actually, I'm just reading it off the website here. That was a joke. Gabe Davis, 3 for 21, had some good grabs early in this game, and then effectively the Bills just stopped targeting him. Dawson Knox with 3 of 17. Quentin Morris had a wonderful touchdown grab in this football game, that one catch he had for 15 yards. And then Khalil Shakir had the nice run down the right side, 1 for 13 yards. And then Deontay Hardy had the one catch for 3 yards in the touchdown, which was very, very well-designed play. The New York football Giants, Tyrod Taylor. You know what? Tyrod Taylor looked like Tyrod Taylor. He looked like Tyrod Taylor that has lost his legs from 6 or 7 years ago when he was one of the most dangerous runners in the NFL, which, frankly, I'm glad, because if he had had that aspect of his game still today, last night, we might be having a different conversation, even more different, more difficult conversation. But he was 24-36 for 200 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, dropped some pretty passes in the bucket. Over defenders, dropped some. There was like 3 of them, I think, that they were just brilliant, beautiful bucket throws straight over the defender. He had just a wonderful touch, but there were still aspects of his game. I love Tyrod Taylor. You know, Tyrod Taylor was a guy that this city embraced, and he embraced us, and he broke the drought. There was a lot of good conversation and memories about Tyrod this week on social media talking about that. But I think watching that game against the Bills last night, you understood why the Bills drafted Josh Allen, right? Tyrod Taylor is not Josh Allen, period. You just leave it at that. And we kind of got reminded. And I think it was a good reminder, right? Because sometimes there's still some people in their feels about Tyrod that feel like the Bills somehow did him wrong. And we didn't. He's a very talented, wonderful dude that's limited. Just is what it is. Saquon Barkley, 24-93. Tyrod Taylor ran 5 times for 24 yards. Matt Breida, 4 of 13. Darius Slayton, 4 for 69. Wandale Robinson, 8 of 62. Darren Waller, 5 of 43. They kind of got the ball out. I was surprised they did not use Saquon more in the pass game until, I mean, they used him late. I was expecting to see a lot of Saquon, but they may have had him on not necessarily a pitch count, but kind of a pitch count, if that makes any sense. So you're going to be on the field. You're just not necessarily going to be touching the ball. You're not going to be the primary force for this offense. Team stats, total yards, 317 for the Giants, 297 for the Bills. 185 passing yards for the Giants, 169 for the Bills, 132 rushing yards. A lot of that came late. Saquon had the two big runs super late in the fourth quarter. 128 for the Bills, yards per play 4.3, 5.0 for the Bills. First downs, 20 to 22. Bills win in that category. What am I looking for here? Total plays, 73 to the Bills, 59. This is the second week in a row that the Bills have gotten outplayed, that the defense has been on the field more than the offense. Second week in a row. And I think the big one on that is like time of possession, which was just about even, 31 minutes to 28 minutes. But a good football game nonetheless. My dude awards real quick as I'm kind of working through this fast because I have a ton, as I said, of tweets to read. My up dude awards. The first, I'm going to give my first dude award, believe it or not, probably to the chagrin of some Bills Mafia, to Sean McDermott. I think this defense is playing well. If this defense was not playing well, if this defense was also on the struggle bus, you're not looking at a situation where the Jaguars are held to 11 points last week in the fourth quarter. And basically the Giants are held to 9 in an entire game. The defense is doing its job. It was great to see Von Miller. Actually, there was a couple rushes in that game last night where Von Miller was flashing around the edge, 36 years old, second torn ACL, you know, still coming off, right off the injury as far as, you know, recovery. He looks good. There's just a lot to be excited about the defense that Sean McDermott is putting together. Dorian Williams and Terrell Bernard looked okay. There was a couple penalties on Terrell Bernard, but that's going to happen. But there's a lot to be excited about here. And we're going to get, you know, I feel like more consistency from this defense as they continue to settle in. So super excited about that. They also, the defensive unit as a whole, got my second dude award. And then my third dude award goes to James Cook, who I feel like flashed when it mattered. I don't want to say he put the team on his back, but there was an aspect of kind of keeping that energy up and keeping that kind of like emotion up, even with his little tiny first down, you know, drop the football celebrations, which I enjoy seeing. So down dude awards, like, dude, we need to talk. Ken Dorsey, you're up. Like, I don't know what we're trying to accomplish here. I don't know what we've talked a lot about it on this show. We need rhythm. We need plays that work. We need to stop trying to outthink ourselves and outthink, you know, and get cute. You know, find what works, find what we do well, and just smash people in the mouth with it, whether it's the pass or the run. There's run plays that this team can execute well. I don't feel like we're in a situation where we need to be multiple. We used to hear that word over the last couple of years. The Bills want to be multiple so they can play different defenses in different ways offensively. Just line up. You've got an okay offensive line for the first time in 4 years. Just line up and smash people in the mouth if you're going to run the ball. And if you're going to throw the ball, for God's sakes, scheme people open and give Josh throws that he likes, because Josh seems to be struggling with some of the concepts he's looking at. Not that he can't do them. They just don't seem like concepts he's overly comfortable with. And I feel like I can confidently say that because we've seen Josh comfortable with schematic throws and like route patterns and stuff like that, where he has just basically ripped teams to shreds. And it just doesn't, it's coming hard when we've watched it come easy. So Ken Dorsey, get in the lab, do your thing, figure it out, and be better, right? Otherwise, we might have to part ways. Anyway, and then the other down dude award, I gave an up award to the defensive unit. The down dude award is going to go to the offensive unit, and the last one to Tyler Bass. I don't know what was going on with Tyler Bass in this football game. Straight up to the punting the ball from our own 30 or from the Giants 38 yard line. The Bills were on the 38 yard line and the Bills punted the ball. And it's like, that's a 54, 55 yard field goal. Why are we not letting Tyler Bass kick that? And then he goes off and misses the next two field goal tries. So love you, Tyler. Just need you to be better. So sorry, buddy. So reading your tweets. After this football game, I tweeted from the Overreaction Buffalo handle at Overreaction Buff. Hey, Bills Mafia, the Bills just defeated the New York Giants in a nail biter. How's that win got you feeling? Reading your tweets live on the show at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, and that's where we are right now. Matt W. at Bills for Life 725. This should be fun, by the way. This team is not clicking at all right now. Offense has started with around 3 and outs to start each of the last two games. Definitely not looking like one of the NFL's best offenses currently. Definitely got me a bit concerned. Me too, Matt. Thank you for being a part of the show. Bill S. at CRZY Bill. This game it was like American Sniper, where Chris Kyle comes home and his blood pressure is 240 over 180. I think there was some hangover from traveling back across the pond. We're hard to stop when Allen spreads the ball around. D was great, as per usual. Go Bills. That's a good tweet. Karen, hashtag Go Bills, hashtag Let's Go Buffalo, at Go Sabres Bills. Ugh, she says. Banged up D kept us in it. O was nowhere to be found again. Another week of questioning the offensive play calling. She's like reading my script right here. Allen is still an alien. Diggs is still him. W is a W. Hope 22 is okay. Still, hashtag go Bills while the streams land until further notice. That was good. Thank you. iMike23 at iMike2333. Good to say it. Dawson Knox is an overpaid tight end. Our defense won the game for us. I have opinions that are not ready to be fully said out loud. I'm just going to leave it at that. So I can't necessarily disagree with you, Mike, but I can't agree with you necessarily either. I think it's more about the way that Ken Dorsey is using these tight ends versus Dawson Knox executing or performing as per his contract. But I hear you. Zeus Lizard at Zeus Lizard. Got away with one. It's true. Papa Ron at Ronnie Eastham. A win is a win. They all count the same in the win-loss column, but they need to figure out what's broken on this offense. Man, it's been 2 weeks. Like, literally 2 weeks. Two weeks ago against the Dolphins, we were like, let's go. And now all of a sudden, it's like, something's broken. Are they tinkering too much? Are they trying to rework too much versus, like, you know what? Just go out there and play football. I don't know. Joseph Goho at Joe Goho. Zero stats tonight for Ed Oliver. Complete reversal from his first five games. It's like losing Daquan Jones cost the Bills two players. Well, that's just this game. So let's not necessarily put it. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Jay at Jman underscore 1912. Just a gif saying poop. He feels like poop. My guy, Scottish Bills Mafia Jason, who I got to meet in London, which was awesome, at the London Bills Backers event. I think it was the Bills Mafia Babes event at Jason Scott Bills. Injuries are starting to bite, and it's going to take time for the new guys on D to earn their stripes. Knox has to catch the ball on those key situations. Dropping that. So when I talked about Josh Allen and I ranted about Josh Allen being off the mark a little bit ago, that last play of the game in that situation where Dawson Knox drops that ball, it's so easy to be like, Dawson Knox has to make that catch. He's getting paid $14 million a year to make that catch. It's true, but Josh Allen is getting paid $45 million to put that ball in a catchable place. And that's what I meant by off the mark, right? So just kind of going back to that, just with a little bit of energy. Josh Allen is an all-world alien, ridiculously good football player. I don't know if he's pressing. I don't know if he just, there's a confidence issue, which if you've ever played golf before, you know what I'm talking about when it comes to, like, you can be a great golfer, and if you start losing confidence in your swing, nothing feels right. It's like, what is happening? Dawson Knox dropped that ball that would have iced the game, sealed it. We'd be having a different conversation right now as Dawson Knox caught that ball. But if Josh Allen put it in a better spot, he catches it really easy. Anyways, Josh did just enough, and I love the TD pass to Morris. That was a great throw. It was ridiculous. Can we please, please, please get back to more Josh under center? Appreciate you, Jason. Bills Media 716 at Bills Media 716. Great team win! Exclamation point with LOL emojis. Unreal, we escaped with that one. Offense looked much better than when we got back to the run game and play actions. Seems like Dorsey needs to be dialed back rather than Josh. It's not a bad take. We'll take the win. Time to crush the Pats. Thanks for being a part of the show. Joseph Adams at Joseph Adams Boss. You have real problems with this team, but the local media will just carry the McDermott cult water. There are real problems with this team, I think is what he's saying. The local media will just carry McDermott like cold water. Nah, I don't necessarily agree. Autumn at Autumn RE underscore sports. I'm happy we won, but I'm pretty sure I lost a year of my life. They seriously need to figure out what's up with the offense and not and now also with Bass. I think Tyler Bass is going to be fine. So kickers go through stuff like this. It just is what it is. I don't understand how we can be so dialed in for a game against Miami and then never touch that dial again. Please find the dial. Autumn, that's a great tweet. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. That was awesome. Richard R. Rush, my guy Richard R. Rush, at Richard R. Rush 2. Woof, what an ugly win. But it's still a win. Go Bills. Peace, he says. 100%. C-Dub, hashtag Bills Mafia, at Chris Wells 73. I've said it time and time and again. Ugly wins are like bad sex. It doesn't matter. You still had sex. It's a family show, Chris. He's got a gift or a meme up here. The Buffalo Bills are Superman, and the New Jersey teams with a backup quarterback are the kryptonite. So you might not be wrong. My guy Payton Carmen at Payton. He's got the Han Solo in the inside the Death Star in the jail system where he says, "We're fine. We're all fine here now. How are you?" So awkward. Yes, perfect gif. Well played, Payton. Just say no to turf at Sacks of Dave, my guy from across the pond. Relieved we got the dub, but dodged a bullet there. Holding was more egregious on the free play than the one before. That's true. There was when they called the pass interference in the last play of the game before the untimed down, I was like, that's interference, but here we are. The only positive is that they definitely aren't playing their best football too early. On to the Pats. Go Bills. Like that, Sacks of Dave. Appreciate you. Chris Braun. At Buffalo Braun. Very lucky to win that game. Last play was a hold. Blind ref. Hashtag go Bills. Julia the Mafia Babe at Julia Drade 94. I'm happy with the win, but our O-line needs to figure their crap out. Protect Josh better and figure out the Butterfinger situation. I love Dawson, but seriously, yikes. Brandy at Hair. I can't even remember. H-A-R-E-M-H-E-R-D. Harem heard. Okay. It feels like a little bit of a panic attack. She's just like, I'm panicking just a little bit here. Shawnee at nothing. You guys are killing me. No thigh register. Wow. It's early. No thigh register is the handle here. Bad. Pat's game is unknown at the moment. The Bills are going to crush. The Bills are going to dog walk the Patriots, guys. Come on. Like, let's not carry these feelings of what is happening into a game that the Bills, you know, should very, I don't want to say easily win, but the Bills don't always particularly struggle necessarily against the Patriots. And the Patriots are a bad football team. Bad football team. Christopher Osborne at Chris Osborne. Thank you for being a part of the show. A win is a win, he says, with the Chris Farley. What? GIF, which is well played. D-Lava 84 at D-Lava 84. Just happy they got the dub. I agree. Xavier Stutz at XCS 713. He's got the guy falling down the stairs. Again, this is how people feel about this win. Ignoramus Capital Management at Ad KCIA CCIO. He just says terrible. Terrible. Justin, a.k.a. Jason, at C-O underscore Justin underscore L. Typical October Bills under McDermott. It's not wrong. I don't necessarily like the take, but you're not wrong. Go Bills Bow Bills. Oh, my gosh. Bow Gills. That's your brain reading. My brain reading what my brain thinks it says based on repetition. So not Go Bills, Bow Gills at Bow Gills underscore. He's got John C. Riley kind of doing the what is happening. Like what going on here? It's funny. Good job. Good stuff. It's hello. I'm almost done. I've almost got them all out. At 1SQ 4VA. Hopefully Bass got the bad juju over with. Missed field goals against the Giants. Trigger me. Yeah, there was a lot of wide right stuff that went out after that first one, to which a lot of people were like, too soon. Like people that weren't necessarily old enough to remember or alive when that game happened, which I was. They were like, oh, too soon. It's too soon. Interesting. But Anthony at Cattle Dog Dad, need more of this to help calm the nerves. Ugly win, but a win is a win. He's got a picture of, I can't even read that. It's a bottle of whiskey or scotch, rather. Bun Habahane. You scotch drinkers can help me out with that one. James Alexander Perks at Mr. J Perks 6789. That game aged me by about 20 years. Why can't we ever just do things the easy way? Well, keep in mind, the 49ers lost to the Browns and the Eagles lost to the Jets. So there's some other people having harder conversations than we're having this morning. Defense looked great considering who we lost Offense stalled again, but luckily came to life in the fourth quarter. It is currently 4:48 a.m. General Mountain Time. Sleep will prove difficult. Lucky escape. Go Bills. Appreciate you so much. You know, he's over in Britain, by the way. I think that's great. It says GMT, but I'm pretty sure he's in London. Brian Football, rather, at Brian Freedom 2, got me feeling it's going to be a long season filled with disappointments. The mojo has left Josh Allen. I don't agree with that. I think they just got to tweak some things. Embarrassing squeaker from a club that overthinks and overcomplicates. Yikes. Zach Jennings, at Zach the Rioter. The amount of shotgun plays compared to under center is infuriating. Why do you have the beast under center just to go shotgun at the half yard line? Have a beast. Oh, I gotcha. Also, nobody should be upset about that last non-penalty with the way the Giants were not getting calls earlier. 3-1 shouldn't offset. 100%. Mr. Chevy Chase, at underscore Mr. Smash Adams. This was such a sick game. I'm glad we won, but holy crap, I have some serious concerns. And this makes next week's Pats game less of an easy win. Hashtag go Bills Mafia. Again, I disagree. I think the Bills are going to have no trouble against the Patriots. Johnny O at JD77422869. 100% thought Tyrod was winning with the TD to Hodgins with Dable running on the field. That poetic justice not happening was the biggest surprise to me. Thank God. I'm going to be honest with you, Johnny. I bet Hodgins to have a touchdown in that game at plus 1,000, and I bet Hodgins to have the last touchdown of the game. Effectively in garbage time was my thought, but I'll be honest with you, I had those same thoughts. And then I like him sitting in the stands going, if this happens and I win this bet and the Bills lose, how am I going to feel about myself? But it is what it is. Bart Goochman, team showed us who they are tonight at Barty Gooch, sorry. And last week, keep the expectations low. They'll win 11 to 12 games, but it's not a roster built for a deep run. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, if they learn to fight and win when it's not easy, that's always a recipe for great success. Nicholas Krajicek at NAK0910. Just got to find a way to play our best football in December and January. I'm sick of being the best team in September and then falling off. Wins a win this time of year, though. He's absolutely right. Leon Brooks at LAntonio84. Nervous, need better play calling if the Bills want to go far in the playoffs. 100%. Buck Melanoma at 814_stick. Just play calling is questionable to say the least. Yep, we talked about it. Mrs. KCB at Ophelia AFL. That was too hard. That was not fun. Nonetheless, go Bills. I told you guys there was a bunch of these things. Had it the whole way, Joe. Tom Workoff at Weather and Golf. Had it the whole way, Joe. And then he's got the gif or the meme of being a Bills fan isn't stressful at all. Cody, age 33. Caden, 3-2. At 1_day52. Surely these will all be rational and full of healthy takes. Yeah, you're right, Kate. Yeah, they're not. JD at BillsFan41. Have no voice and it's an ugly win, but a win is a win. Go Bills. Appreciate you, JD. Mr. Pollywop at Mr. Pollywop. Got me feeling a little bit lucky because that was 100% pass interference. Last play, more than likely, would have lost, had they called it. Well, there's only so many plays from the 1 yard line that you're going to win, right? Got a couple more for you. Carl Music at Carl Music MUSICK. Excellent defense, sputtering offense. Shotgun has to go in most situations. They're definitely running the shotgun a little too much. Greg Gavich at GG or G Gavich 11. Exasperated and lowering expectations. Wild card team at best. Man, people are already off the gonna win the AFC East wagon. Crazy. Wes is more at Wes_is_more_. He's got the Danny DeVito. Nope. Didn't want to talk about it. So that's kind of where he's at on this one. Michael Mix at Adirondack Mike 7. Honestly, we deserve to lose this game. It was a shit show from the beginning to the end. And I think that may very well be the last one. Let me just refresh my screen. Because I know some of you jump in here late. I think that's it. I think that's all of them. So, ladies and gentlemen, those are your tweets. And I would like to just say that we're probably all on a very similar page, but it is Victory Monday, right? It is Victory Week. So tomorrow will be Victory Tuesday, and then Victory Wednesday, Victory Thursday, Victory Friday, all the way up to next week's game against the New England Patriots. Shows coming up 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time today, Monday, the Off Tackle with John Fina show. I get to return back to the show with my good friend John Fina. And then Wednesday I will be on back with Jay Spence the King on the Hump Day Hotline, also I think at 8 o'clock. But for me, for all of Buffalo Rumblings, for Trish. Appreciate you guys. You know, you have been tuned into the Overreaction Buffalo Sports Show on the Buffalo Rumblings Vidcast Network, brought to you by the Market Dominator. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Enjoy your Monday. Do your best. So we've gotten it out, right? Now we can move on with this thing. We've gotten it out. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Talk to you tonight, 8 o'clock with John Fina. Go Bills.